Iran has hanged two men for crimes committed during nationwide protests over the death of Mahsa Amini. The two men were found guilty of killing a security officer in November. 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died in police custody in September. She'd been detained for violating the country's dress code. Mohammad Marandi is a political analyst and professor at the University of Tehran. He joins us now from Tehran. Good to have you with us. So, how is this going down in Iran? How are most people seeing this execution?
I don't think there's any real sympathy for the two men who were executed because they committed a horrific act of violence. They stabbed and beat the young man who was murdered multiple times. They beat his head with a rock. They dragged his body until he ultimately died. So I don't see any. Obviously, there are going to be people who support the two hanged men, but I don't think there's any popular support for them in the broader society.
A lot of human rights groups have criticized these kinds of trials. Do you think most people are going to believe that those who are arrested, protesters who are arrested and charged, are getting a fair trial?
Well, we have to be careful about these human rights organizations, which are funded by Western governments or funded by institutions closely affiliated with Western governments. There is footage of these two men and the acts carried out against the person who was murdered. It has been seen widely in Iranian society. I've also put clips of it on my Twitter account for people to see.
But does that apply to all of the cases, Mr. Marandi? Sorry to interrupt you, but we've heard you're right. They are from Western human rights groups like Amnesty International, quite credible ones. They say these trials bore no resemblance to a meaningful judicial proceeding. They can't see, in some cases, the evidence presented against them. They don't get to choose their lawyer and so on.
Well, Amnesty International, we know, has a history of supporting NATO in Afghanistan, and it is closely affiliated with the political establishment in the United States. I think many in Iran would wonder why Amnesty International is not directing any of its criticism towards the British government, because we have Persian TV stations in London, Iran International, a Saudi channel based in London, that have repeatedly called, that have legitimized and praised beating police officers, burning them alive, and murdering them. And this is something that, if it was done in English, if it was an English channel or a Western language channel based in London, Ofcom would shut them down immediately, and these people would be taken to court and probably put on trial. But in the case of Iran, these Persian media channels like BBC Persian, VOA, Iran International, and other outlets, they are allowed to egg on rioters, to encourage the murder of police officers. And we have to remember that over 60 police officers were murdered during this period. If you compare this to, let's say, the United States, that would be roughly comparing it with, you know, taking into account that the population of the United States is four times greater than Iran, that would mean like 250-60 police officers in the United States being killed by rioters. So I think if we look at things in this sort of context, then it would be far more complicated than what these Western human rights organizations were saying.
We know that there's been a new head of police been appointed. What do you think the appointment of Ahmed Reza Radan, what does that say or indicate about the intentions of authorities and how they deal with protests?
I don't think it makes a significant difference. The previous head of police in Iran, his period to govern the police has come to an end. So it was expected that he would be replaced by someone else. And Mr. Radan is someone who's been in the police, for active in the police in the past, in high-ranking positions for a very long time. So he's very well acquainted with the work that he does. The point is, though, that in the case of Iran, we have the police have to deal not only with protesters or rioters, because in reality, the protests were only the first couple of days. After that, it was riots, and they were extremely violent. Not only do they have to deal with rioters, but they have to deal with terrorist organizations based in northern Iraq, supported by Western governments, separatist groups, in Balochistan, Pakistan, that are also funded by these governments, and also the MEK, the Mujahideen Khalq terrorist organization, which is based in Europe and has a major base in Albania, who they themselves admit that they're involved in the riots. Right. The MEK fought for Saddam Hussein. Right, so for Iran, a great deal of Western influence in the violence that we had weeks ago.
All right. Thank you for sharing your perspective. Mohammed Marandi there.
Thank you.